Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Basement Binge. Thanks for being here. I'm excited for this. Let's talk about Top Gun. This is a mini review. You saw the title of that. Just don't have the time to devote the, you know, regular requirement time to create a full episode. So mini episode here about Top Gun in anticipation for the Top Gun Maverick episode that's coming out tomorrow, which I'm very excited to talk about. I have seen both films at this point and extremely excited to talk about Top Gun Maverick. But let's stay focused on Top Gun first. Let's get into it, we're just going to do a few segments here. So we're going to do the first segment, of course, which is 2 cents, always spoiler free. Then we'll get into Pick Your Poison and then lease and likes. We'll do those things. So yeah, 2 cents. Let's get into it. Spoiler free here. Top Gun is a movie that I remember seeing a few years ago when my dad realized that my brother and I had seen it. So we sat down and watched it and I loved it. We had actually seen it, taking this back a bit, because we had a PS3, my brother and I, and we just found any game that was available for free on the PlayStation Store, and one of them was a Top Gun game. And so if anybody knows, on the PlayStation 3, when you had a download game, you could hover over the game and it would play like a little cinematic thing in the window and play the music of the game. And so it would play the Top Gun theme super loud, and we thought it was super cool. We had no idea what it was from. It was just a free game, and we thought the theme was really cool. And so we just would hum it, and my brother learned to play it on the piano. And then my dad's like, "Do you guys know where that was from?" And we're like, yeah, Top Gun, the game. He's like, "No, Top Gun, the movie." So then he showed us the movie, which I loved. You know, it's a good action movie. It was always a lot of fun, but I enjoyed it, but it never had a lasting impact on me besides like, oh yeah, that's what Top Gun is. And having like an appreciation for pilots, and that was it. So it's never been like, you know, Top Gun. You bring up Top Gun and everybody knows what it is. And so it was fun to come back to it this time around and say, and so what do I think of it now? It is still just a lot of fun. I can see why people are really just into it. It just has, you know, there's things about it that aren't the best. The aerial dogfights, the choreography and cinematography is a mess. It's really hard to get any sense of where the planes are located in relation to each other and the choreography of the fight. Then what's happening there, the cinematography is quick and the editing is just wacky, and the cinematography is beautiful in some instances, but in other times it's just not. And so it makes the dialogue a little more explainy to make up for that. And so there's a lot of things that I'm like, why is this regarded so high? Besides it, just when it lands, it lands. When the emotion hits, when it gets something right, it gets it right. I'm thinking about one particular scene. I mean, the opening, for example, it just gets this atmosphere and this mood perfectly. The volleyball scene, of course, all the music that was originally made for the film, those types of things. And just the way that it handles the story of Maverick and Goose and everything that happens there. When it works well, it's working well. And that's what makes it so memorably, on top of just like the style and vibe of Top Gun. It has a very specific vibe, which is really, really fun. So yeah, good time to watch. It's one of those that I'll definitely come back to every few years, so to speak. From time to time, it will be good. That was my really extremely brief 2 cents. I don't think I've had a 2 cents that brief in a long time. But just trying to get through this episode quickly, just because my time is limited. But yeah, it's a fun film that, especially for the time, I'm impressed with the production of it. And, you know, Tom Cruise is as charming as ever, which is just a lot of fun.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So let's move on to the next segment then. We're obviously, we're going to get into more spoilers here. This, the next segment is Pick Your Poison, which is the rating scale here at the Basement Binge. It's all about the bingeability of the film. How would I choose to interact with it this now that I've seen it before? You know, how bingeable is it? So there's four options: to never watch it again, extremely self-explanatory. Above that is to stream it. It's on a service you're paying for. You're looking for something to watch. You'd be willing to click on it. Above that is to rent it in the right circumstances. You'd pay a few bucks. Top of the list is to buy it. I already do own this. I bought it when it was on sale in anticipation of the podcast. And a big reason for that is I also like watching the bonus features, which I didn't have the time to get to because school is just, it's a lot of work. So, you know, you have to narrow down the things that I'm able to do. But watching it, what would I think? It's definitely a film I don't regret buying it. I'm glad I bought it. Like I said, it's teetering between a buy and a rent. Maybe I would say a buy in the right deal in the right circumstances. You know, because I'm mainly just explaining the reason and how I did decide to buy it, because I planned on getting it earlier and then just never did. I was like, nah, I don't care about it that much where I want to spend that much money on it. You know, I'll just rent it or stream it when it comes time for the podcast. And then I believe it was Black Friday. I bought it a while ago. It was super, super cheap. The 4K Blu-ray was. And I was like, you know what? It's Top Gun. It's a classic. Everybody likes it. I know that I will watch it more than once. So whatever, it's on a good deal. I want to do it for the podcast anyway. So I just did. So yeah, that's kind of where it lies. If I had to do it for the rating, how good is it? It's definitely more rent than anything. You know, when someone hasn't seen Top Gun, or it's that time of the decade where you need to watch Top Gun again, nothing's going to match that the way that Top Gun does. So when it's time for Top Gun, you need Top Gun. But in it personally, that time for Top Gun is rare. It doesn't come as frequently as other films. So that's why it's a rent. It's in fact, in my eyes, when I came up with Pick Your Poison, this is a good example of that, where it's not a film you watch all the time. It's not a film that you're constantly thinking about. But when you do want to watch it, you want to watch it. And it's a few bucks well spent. So on to the last segment here of this mini review, lease and likes. This is where I talk about my least favorite scene and my favorite scene. As I sit here thinking about it, there's not really a scene that I would say is my least favorite that I could point out and think, oh, I didn't like that, or that was unnecessary. I think that sometimes the scenes just feel a little bit long, where the edit's just a little slower, especially in comparison to the quick cutting and confusing cutting of the aerial dogfights. And so that just kind of mix matches a little bit. But I couldn't really point to one scene and say, oh, that one in particular was a little longer, or that one was... you know, I didn't like, or something like that. I would say the thing that I do like the least is that the aerial dogfights, they genuinely aren't shot good. There's some sweet shots of the planes flying. And when the camera is mounted on the plane, is some of the best cinematography ever. It is beautiful. In fact, we're going to get into that when we talk about my favorite scene, but the rest of it is a mess and it's dated. You know, what can you do? It's old, you know, don't expect them to live up to the standards, you know, especially for Top Gun Maverick. So that part of it is the part that just, you know, is disappointing about it. But the thing that I like the most is the other part of it when it does work. I would say in particular, the opening scene, of course, the volleyball scene is a blast. I would say the opening scene is just a ton of fun. The ending dogfight in the conclusion of the film is really impressive as well. But if I had to pick one, it's the brief moments. There's one at the beginning of the film and one at the end, where a plane takes off from the aircraft carrier and launches into the air. And the camera is mounted on the bottom of the plane and it's staring backwards. So it's staring back at the aircraft carrier that it's flying off of. And just the shot of the boat getting further away is just really beautiful and gives you a real sense and of the feeling it would be to launch off of that. And to me, that's the word I'm trying to remember, but I'll just explain it differently. The favorable memory that you have, that's a little more, rose colored glasses. That's the term I'm searching for, but even that doesn't feel like it's the right thing. To explain what I want, but if you're viewing Top Gun even that's wrong. What am I trying to say here? My brain, just that the memory you have of it is more generous. It's more kind. That shot is the one that really encapsulates that feeling that we might hold Top Gun up to, is that particular shot. So yeah, those are my quick thoughts on Top Gun, the original Top Gun Maverick. You should go see, like I mentioned, review coming about it tomorrow, hoping to get that done really, really fast because I loved it. I highly recommend go see it. Trust the reviews. It is amazing. A little sneak peek. I actually prefer it over this one. I got nothing but positive to say about it. I loved it and I'm hoping to go find a way to see it again. So yeah, check out Top Gun Maverick if you haven't already. Let me know what you think of Top Gun. You know, send me a message on Instagram. You can send me an email, follow me on TikTok, wherever. Leave a review on Podchaser. That is super helpful. All of those things. Let me know what you thought of Top Gun. Love to hear your thoughts. And are you going to go see Top Gun Maverick? So thank you again. If you haven't heard enough, this is The Bass and Binge. My name is Harrison. This is a mini review, but that's all for now. Ciao, ciao.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.